Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us life and breath this morning that we could come before you to worship you.
亲爱的主，天父，我们真是感谢你，你给我们生命气息，让我们今天早上到这里来敬拜你。
Lord, on this New Year Sunday, we are reminded of your faithfulness in the past, how you have been faithful to us up to this point.
在这个新年的时候，我们真是想到你是那样的信实，想到你去年整个一年一直在这样的信实的对待我们。
Because you're so faithful, we trust that you will continue to be faithful and lead us in the path ahead.
真的是你那样的信实，我们也有这样的信心。明年的时候，新的一年，你也是那样信实的带领我们。
Well, today, as we sang these songs, we're reminded how blessed we are to know you.
真的，今天唱这些诗歌的时候，也提醒我们你是那样的信实。
So remind us this new year that the greatest blessing in our lives is to know you, have a relationship with you.
最大的祝福就是我们今天啊，我们今年新年里面和你能够更多的认识你。
And the greatest blessing in life is to be able to serve you.
最大的祝福就是我们今年能够更多的服侍你。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you would open our eyes so that we may see you through your word today.
主啊，求你打开我们的眼。打开我们的眼睛，让我们从你的话语中能够认识你。
Open the ears of our heart that we may hear your voice speaking to us.
打开我们心里的耳朵，让我们能够听见你的声音。
We entrust this time of worship into your hands.
我们把下面的敬拜的时间交托在你的手上。
May your will be done here.
愿你的旨意成就。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen. You may be seated.
大家请坐。
Good morning, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。我们
so good to see you all.
真的很高兴和大家再见面。
And it's so what a joy for me to be able to worship with you on this Chinese New Year Sunday.
真的是很高兴在这中国新年的这个主日能和大家在一起。
You know, when it comes to New Year, it's a time where we're all filled with joy because there's a lot of anticipation is new beginnings with new opportunities.
当每次新年的时候，我们心里头都是充满了这个很高兴的感觉，也有很多的期待，还有很多的不确定。
But at the same time, yeah, at the same time, behind that joy, there's a sort of a fear, the fear of unknown.
在这个一边开心庆祝的时候，我们也有一些担心，我们有些不明白的事情。
None of us know what's going to happen this new year. None of us know what kind of challenge we will face.
我们不知道这个新的一年会发生什么，有什么样新的挑战在我们前面。
So today I want us to look at a story in the book of Ezra.
今天我与大家分享的故事就是在这个以斯拉记。
It's a story of how God's people have finally returned to Jerusalem from Babylon. It's after 70 years of exile.
我们要看的这个故事就是说以色列民经过这70年的流放，他怎样的这些民从巴比伦回到了耶路撒冷。
The first temple had been destroyed, and now they were back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
第一圣殿已经那个时候已经被摧毁了，现在他们要回到耶路撒冷来重建这个圣殿。
It's a story of new beginnings with uncertainties.
这是一个故事，就是一个新的开始。这个新开始是很多不确定的新开始。
Let's see what we can learn, the spiritual lessons we can learn from this story.
我们来看一下我们属灵的教训有些哪些我们可以从这个故事里面学到。
I'd like us to read just a few verses, first time in English and then in Chinese. If it's okay, I'd like to invite you to stand. Let's read the word of God together.
好，我们一起来起立，我们先读英文，然后读中文，那么以斯拉记。
Verse 1, when the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, the people assembled together as one in Jerusalem. Then Joshua, son of Jozadak, and his fellow priests, and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and his associates began to build the altar of God of Israel to sacrifice burnt offerings on it, in accordance with what is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. Despite their fear of the peoples around them, they built the altar on its foundation and sacrificed burnt offerings on it to the Lord, both the morning and evening sacrifices. On the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, though the foundation of the Lord's temple had not yet been laid.
好，我们读中文。到了七月，以色列人住在客城，那时他们如同一人，都聚集在耶路撒冷。约书亚的儿子耶洗约，并撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯与他的弟兄都起来建筑以色列神的坛，要照人摩西律法书上所写的，在坛上献燔祭。他们在原来的基础上筑坛，因惧怕邻国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭。从七月初一日起，他们就向耶和华献燔祭。
May God bless reading of His word. You may be seated.
愿神祝福在主他话语的，请大家请坐。
What does God want to say to us as we face this new year?
我们的神在我们新年的开始要对我们说什么呢？
I believe He wants to communicate three things to us this morning. Number one, God comes first.
他要和我们交通三点。第一点就是神要放在首位。
Number two, He desires our authentic worship.
他真的是配得我们真心出于真心的敬拜。
And lastly, He never changes.
第三点是神永不改变。
Let's look at the first point. God comes first.
让我们看第一点，我要把神放在首位。
Here in verse two, we see that the first thing they did, they had come back to Jerusalem, and with everything that's going on around them, the first thing they did was they began to build an altar there and worship God.
当以色列人回到耶路撒冷的时候，有很多很多的事情，但他们做的第一件事情就是建了这个坛，就是这个祭祀的坛，在这个坛上面他们献燔祭。
So much was going on in their lives. So much must be happening in their minds. They had so many things that they needed to do. But the first thing they did was they built an altar to worship God.
在他们很回来的那日子，他们有很多很多的事情要做，他们有很多的事情在发生，他们有很多的具体的他要担心的事情，但是他们做的第一件事情就是建神的坛。
And isn't it interesting, in verse 6, it tells us here that they built this altar to worship God before the foundation was laid.
第六节他告诉我们，圣经告诉我们，在这个圣殿的根基还没有立定的时候，他们就先做的第一个建筑是那个坛。
Brothers and sisters, if you were to build your house, would you first build the fireplace?
大家弟兄姐妹们，如果大家要造一个房子的时候，是不是先造一个造这个火炉呢？不对，
Would you go and look at a beautiful dining set and build everything around it?
是不是大家会先去找一个好很美美的那个吃饭的桌子，然后把一切的建筑都围绕这个桌子，然后才开始建呢？
What's the spiritual principle here?
这个属灵的这个根基是属灵的原则是什么呢？
First things first.
第一件要做的就是先做要紧的事。
They could have done everything else, but the first thing that they must do is to build an altar to worship God.
他们可以做很多其他的事情，但他们做的第一件事情是建这个坛来祭拜神，敬拜神。
Now, the altar at that time is an elevated platform with a long ramp that's leading up to the top.
大家看这个坛，就是那个时候是这样子的，是这样一个像一个堆起来的一个建筑物，是有一个长长的梯子可以走上去来敬拜神。
And the high priest, they would burnt offering on top of the altar.
那个大祭司会在上面献这个燔祭。
Now let's read a few verses on the significance of this burnt offering.
来，我们来读几段圣经，来看看这个燔祭的重要性。
Here it says, if the offering is a burnt offering from the flock, from either the sheep or the goats, you are to offer a male without defect. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to bring all of them and burn them on the altar. It is the burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
好，我们来读一下这个十节，一章十节。人的供物若以绵羊或山羊为燔祭，就要献上没有残疾的公羊，要把羊宰于坛的北边，在耶和华面前，亚伦子孙做祭司的要把羊血洒在坛的周围，要把燔祭身切成筷子，连头和脂油，祭司就要摆在坛上火的柴上。还有一段啊，但肺腑于腰要用水洗，祭司就要全然奉献烧在坛上，这是燔祭，是献于耶和华为馨香的火祭。
Now I want you to see the uniqueness of a burnt offering is that it needs to be perfect, it needs to be blameless.
大家看一下这个燔祭的特殊之处，就是这个祭物要完全没有瑕疵。
And that it is to beoffered in its entirety.
而且是完整的献上，完全一起献上。
And then here says, and after you've done that, then the Lord will be pleased.
这里说，做了这个事以后，神就会喜悦。
Do you see that this is a powerful symbol that points the Israelites to the promised Messiah?
大家看看这有没有一个完整的一个就是代表这个将来的这个弥赛亚的到来。
For one day the Son of God, Jesus, would be this sacrifice for us.
有一天神的儿子耶稣就是成了这个燔祭。
Jesus, he is perfect, blameless.
耶稣是完整没有瑕疵。
And Jesus would...withhold nothing that he would offer all of himself to God.
神耶稣并没有有一点自己保留，他把自己全然献上给神。
And it's through his complete sacrifice, once for all, God the Father is pleased.
他把自己完整的献上，他献上自己以后，神就得了悦纳。
See, do you see how even in Old Testament stories, the focal point,is about this sacrifice, is about Jesus Christ.
大家看旧约里面，他这里所注重的就是燔祭。
Jesus is the focal point. Amen.
耶稣是那，这是重点，大家有没有阿们？
We believe it's through Jesus our sins. He redeemed us from our sins.
我们相信主耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我们的罪孽。
It's through Jesus we have eternal life.
因为主耶稣基督，我们才有了永生。
It's through Jesus we have hope in this fallen and broken world.
因为是主耶稣基督，我们才在这个败坏的这个世界里有了希望。
It's through Jesus we have the strength to keep going and live the life that He has called us to live.
因为是主耶稣基督，我们才有这样的信念，我们才有这样的力量，能够接着这样的往前走，因为他呼召了我们。
It's all about Jesus.
都是在耶稣基督身上。
And when we gather together like this, we are here to worship Jesus.
我们在这里聚集的时候，我们也是来这里敬拜耶稣。
Jesus supposed to be the focal point of our worship. Amen? Can I hear amen?
耶稣是在我们的敬拜的 重点。
And we're so grateful for so many brothers and sisters. They work so hard to prepare this time so that we can together worship Jesus.
啊，弟兄姐妹们在这里就用了很多的心，我们才能在这里一起来敬拜耶稣。
A few years ago, I attended a preaching conference.
几年以前，我参加了一个这个聚会。
And this is a conference where a lot of preachers they got together to discuss how we could be better preachers of God's word.
这个聚会呢是为那些牧者准备的，就是相互讨论一下我们怎样更好的传达神的话语。
And of course, there's so many things to talk about.
应该有很多的事情来讨论。
But as we discussed, our conclusion was this.
讨论了以后，这样的结论。
That in our preaching, the most important thing is we need to point people to Jesus.
在我们的最终的结论就是我们在每次的这个正道的时候，最要紧的就是要把人引到耶稣那里。
You know, often after we speakers, after we deliver a message, we get all kinds of feedback.
每一次我们在这里传达信息以后，我们有很多的反馈。
And they're so encouraging.
其实是很令人鼓励的。
And you guys are all so kind.
大家弟兄姐妹都非常的好。
Say all kinds of nice things.
都说好话。
I just love the story you told.
我很喜欢你刚才讲的那个故事。
Oh, your jokes are so funny.
你这里的讲笑话非常的好。
Oh, that was a great message. Very clear to the point.
那个信息非常观点是非常清楚。
And today I want to say thank you for all your feedback. They're all so encouraging. Keep them coming.
Yeah, 真的是我今天要谢谢大家这些。这些反馈呢都非常的使我得鼓励，继续鼓励大家来更多的反馈。
But you want to know what is the highest compliment that we can as preachers we can receive from you？
大家有没有知道，我们作为一个牧者，你们给我最好的赞美的词句是什么呢
？Where you can honestly say thank you。For pointing us to Jesus.
你们最好是这样诚实的说，谢谢你能够把我们带向主耶稣基督。
You're preaching, you're speaking, help us see Jesus more clearly.
或者你们说你在那里正道的时候，真的是让我们更清楚的认识了耶稣。
And encourage us to want to grow closer to Jesus.
真是在那里鼓励我们能够。更多的成长，更像主耶稣基督。
See, as speakers of God's word, there is no higher calling, no higher compliment than that.
作为主耶稣基督的这个门徒和传道人，没有比这更好的赞美的话。
That is what we really want to hear.
真的是，这就是我们所要想要听到的。
And that's what you want as well.
这也是大家所要听到的。
Amen.
大家是不是这样？
It's all about Jesus.
真的是都是在主耶稣基督。
Now let's keep reading verse 3.
好，我们读第三节。
Isn't it interesting right here? It said that they set the altar in its place for fear. Fear was upon them because of the peoples of the land, and so they offer burnt offerings on it and burnt offerings morning and evening.
他们在大家读，在原有的基础的根基上筑台，因惧怕邻国的民众，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭。
So the story here was that when they were taken into captivity, the land became vacant, and other people's groups would come and occupy the land.
这故事是这样的，他们被带到巴比伦以后，被强制带到巴比伦以后，他们原来所住的地方被其他的民也慢慢的占了。
And now 70 years later, they came back. These people were not happy at all.
当70年以后，这些原来的以色列人回到以色列地，这个后来住在这地的民呢就不高兴。
And these people eventually became their enemies to oppose them from the rebuilding of the temple.
最后那些 那些其他的民成了他们的敌人，反对他们重新建圣殿。
See, the Israelites, they were a small community. They were weak and they were not welcome in the land.
大家看，那个时候以色列人他的人数稀少，他们并没有什么力量，他们在这个回到本地并不受欢迎。
But I love what it says here. It says even though they were afraid, they built an altar to worship God.
当然，我们这里看大家这样的词语，即使他们害怕，但是他们还是在这个地方建坛来敬拜神。
The spiritual principle is here is that the Israelites allowed their fears to drive them to God.
这大家看见，就以色列人虽说有这个恐惧，但是这个恐惧也成为他们这样一个力量，能够让他们更加的敬拜神。
We need to be reminded that in the midst of our fears, when fear is upon us, we need to be reminded God, He is God, He is in control, and we belong to Him.
当我们有恐惧的时候，我们要这样子有这样的心思意念，就是我们的主是那有力量的，他带领我们往前走。
Matthew Henry, a well-known commentator, said this.
有一个圣经的评论者，他叫 Matthew 的，他只有这样的词句。
It's the difficulties and danger should stir us up to seek the face of God. Because when we have enemies, we need to know even more clearly that God is our friend.
这位评论他叫 Matthew， 他是这样说：困难和危险更能让我们激起我们的力量来面寻神的面。当我们有敌人时候，我们知道我们的更能够知道我们的神是我们的朋友。
That is so important. You know that life has so many difficulties, and because when we're in the midst of all these challenges, our vision gets blurry.
我们知道生活有很多的不确定。当我们看见这些事情的时候，我们眼目就比较不清楚、糊涂。
And we became, we become very anxious, and we worry.
我们变成很焦急，我们担心。
Look at this quote: "Worry often gives a small thing a big shadow."
大家看这个图啊，就是你因为担心，所以看成一个很小的东西，变成了很大的阴影。
You know that's true in our lives, right?
你知道这其实是在这个我们生活中是这样，真的是这样。
And how important it is that we need to, in times of difficulties, we need to focus on God. Let our fears drive us to God.
真的是在我们困难的时候，我们要心里要向着神。
By the way, in the Bible, there's a story of an individual who was in the midst of a storm.
圣经上有这样一个故事，就是在这个风雨时候，风雨的时候。
And when he fixed his eyes on Jesus, everything was fine.
当他眼目注目在耶稣身上，一切都平静。
But when he removed his eyes from Christ, and started focusing on the waves and the wind around him, he began to sink.
当他把你的眼目，他把他的眼目从耶稣身上挪开，只是看那些周围的风浪的话，他心里就害怕。
Who's that?
那是谁呢？
Peter, that's right.
那是彼得。
Brothers and sisters, I am certain that we will encounter storms this year.
我弟兄姐妹们，我是这样，心里是这样觉得，我们今年会碰到风浪。
I want to remind us to focus our eyes on Jesus.
我们要提醒大家，我们要注目在耶稣基督身上。
One of my favorite songs is this song.
我最喜欢的歌是这首歌。
Look at this song, the words. It says, When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround becomes shadows in the light of you.
所以大家看这首诗歌的这个里面的中文，每当我瞻仰你至圣容面，每当我在爱中仰望你，在你的荣耀光中，所有一切都失去光彩。
When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround becomes shadows in the light of you.
何 何等喜乐，当我进入你心意，我全心成为你爱的宝座，在你荣耀光中，所有一切都失去光彩。
And the chorus, the result of this is this: I worship you, I worship you, for the reason I live is to worship you.
对，大家看，我敬拜你，我敬拜你，我一生活着，我也要敬拜你。
See, that's what focusing on Christ, worshiping does for us. It puts everything into perspective.
所以大家看见，因为是这个敬拜，他把一切都已经抛开。
Look at Jesus' promise for us.
我们看耶稣对我们的这个应许。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
所以耶稣说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Yes, when we put God first, worship him, focus on Jesus, everything falls into place.
当我们看敬拜我们的主耶稣基督，他我们所要的一切他都会加给我们了。
The second point is this.
第二点，
God desires our authentic worship.
神配得我们这个完全的敬拜，就是真诚的敬拜。
Let's look at something interesting took place in this worship service, this dedication service.
让我们看一下这个刚才所读的经文里面在敬拜中所发生的。
It says all people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the older priests and the Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping, because the people made so much noise, and the sound was heard far away.
好，我们再来看一下，这个以斯拉记三章十一节是这样描述的。那个建好了以后，他们彼此唱和赞美，称赞称谢耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华殿的根基已经立定。然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是那些见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见这立根基、立殿这殿的根基，便大声哭嚎；也有许多人大声欢呼，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭嚎的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。
At this worship service, this temple dedication service, obviously there was sound of joy.
大家看见这个，在这个立这个殿的时候，在这个这个庆祝这个建殿的时候，有很多很多的声音。
Yes, we understand the sound of joy. Of course, it was a happy occasion.
大家明白这个欢乐的声音，庆祝的声音，但是
But how do we explain the sound of weeping?
但我们怎么解释那个时候也有哭嚎的声音？
And it says that the sound of weeping was so loud that it matched the sound of joy that people could hear far away, and they didn't even know it was sound of joy or sound of weeping.
大家看见这个上面所描述的这个哭嚎的声音和这个喜乐的声音是差不多，音量都是很响的声音，都是很响。那些在远处的人甚至不能分辨到底是哭嚎的声音呢，还是欢乐的声音。
As readers of the Bible, you see a contradiction there, two opposite emotions.
大家看这个读圣经的话，就看见远处来看，这就是两个完全相反的表情。
And deep down,as you read the Bible, you want to resolve it. You want the Bible to say something good about one thing and bad about the other. You want to resolve it in your heart, in your mind.
在你的心思意念中，你要解决，想要弄明白这到底是怎么回事呢？一个是快乐，一个是痛苦。
But the reality is this: the biblical writer seemed to be okay with the tension.
这个圣经这个作者他就是这样 这个是可以的，这两种不同的表情都是同时存在。
Seems as he's perfectly at peace with both emotions coexisting together.
啊，但是他心里就有这样平安，这样完全两种不同相反的表情都共同时存在，是心里也有平安。
You know, when you think about it, it makes sense.
那你仔细想一想的话，这也是有道理的。
Because life is complicated, isn't it?
啊，因为我们的这个生命生活是比较复杂的。
Sometimes we experience multiple emotions at the same time.
有时候我们会有同时会有很多不同种的感觉同时发生。
It says they were crying because these people had seen the first house. These people remember what the first temple was like.
为什么有哭嚎呢？因为那些人看过第一个殿的雄伟啊。
But now the second temple was not as grand as the first temple.
那看的现在这个圣殿的话，是远远不如第一个圣殿那样的雄伟。
There was a big change.
啊，但是变化非常大。
Would you agree?
大家觉得这个对吗？如果改变一下的话，就会变成很难。
You know, one comment that we receive from the younger generation is that we don't like change.
啊，我有一个反馈从年轻人来的，就是我们不喜欢改变。
Is that true? Yeah.I don't like change.
我也是说，我也不喜欢变。
Change is hard.
Yeah, 改变是非常难的。
One of the reasons why change so hard is because this.
为什么呢？
Change involves loss.
因为这个改变的话，就会有损失。
Even good change, even good things are happening, it involves some sort of loss.
即使这个改变是好的，它也会有一些损失一些东西。
Let me ask you a question. Can a person be sad for what they've lost and be happy for what they're gaining at the same time?
大家问大家一个问题，是不是一个人可以因为他们的损失而觉得伤心，一边为他们的得着而高兴呢？
Are there occasions in your life where you experience both the emotions of joy and emotion of sadness at the same time?
在你的生活中有没有一边就是享受这个有这个喜乐，一边又有这个伤悲，因为你损失了？
In our household, recently, we had two graduations.
我们家里有两个人要今年毕业了。
One from high school, one from college.
一个是大学毕业，一个是高中毕业。
Oh, they're so, you know, we're so proud of them. We're so happy for them.
我们真的是很高兴为他们而骄傲。
You know, during graduation, the graduates, up to the very end of graduation, they would do this gesture. They would toss their caps up in the air, right? You've been there.
大家看到最后庆祝结束的时候，他们会把他的帽子丢到空中。
What is it they're celebrating? They're celebrating freedom.
他们在为什么高兴呢？他们就是很高兴啊，因为得自由了。
Filled with joy.
真的是很高兴。
Parents are so proud of them.
那我们做父母的非常为他们骄傲。
But as it gets to that point where they celebrate their freedom, we ask ourselves, where did all the time go?
我们他们在那里庆祝他们自由的时候，我就问他们，那这些过去的时间到哪去？时间到哪去
？That's my baby.
那些是我的孩子。
It seems like yesterday I just dropped her off At school, first day of school.
就像昨天我刚刚是把这些孩子就带放送到学校去。
And as they're celebrating, parents shed tears of sadness.
当他们孩子在那里高兴的时候，我们父母就是流下了眼泪。
Have you guys been to weddings where you see people cry?
大家有没有去过这个婚礼，有人在婚礼上哭呢？
We know what it's like to experience both emotions at the same time.
我们知道这是怎样一种感觉，就是两种不同的心态交织在一起。
At this worship service, the dedication of the second temple, there was sound of joy, but at the same time, there was sound of weeping.
在这个第二个圣殿，在那里奠基的时候，就是一边有很多的人喜乐，一边有很多人哭泣。
Let me ask you, is our God big enough to handle both joy and sorrow?
大家问大家，我们
Yes.
的主是不是这样的大，他可以完全能够应付这两种不同的，又高兴又喜
Yes,
又
at
悲
times
伤。
we can come and worship God, this great and mighty God, with our sadness, with our broken heart, with our sorrow.
当我们到神面前来敬拜他喜乐的时候，我们也有一边有这样的很大的悲伤。
Are there examples in the Bible where we see both emotions together?
在圣经里有没有这样的例子？我们看见两种不同的这个情绪在一起的呢？
If you read the book of Psalms,
当
right,
我们
you
看
see a lot of that going on.
诗篇里面有很多这样的例子。
One verse, you see, the psalmist filled with anger and doubt, and next verse, you see him praising God and adoring God.
在诗篇中，我们看见前一句还在有这样的怀疑，有这样的痛苦，后面一句就是赞美神了。
One verse, you see him filled with worries and anxieties. Next verse, you see trust.
前一句你看见他的担心和他的焦虑，下一句又听见赞美和和平的赞美。
I was thinking about this, and I thought about what happened to our church, after the pandemic.
我心里想到这一点，我也是想我们过了这个新冠这个瘟疫以后，我们是怎样的心情？
After so many years of disruption, right, to the church life.
很多有好几年，我们的教会生活被打乱了。
And when we started to come back, oh, there's so much joy.
我们当时那时候回来的时候，有那么多的喜乐。
But at the same time, there is sadness, isn't it? Isn't that true?
另一边也有这个很多的悲伤，是对吗？
Because things are not the same.
这个事情不再是一样了。
There's big change.
有很多变化了。
And it's okay. It's okay because our God is big enough to absorb both emotions at the same time.
这个其实可以的，我们神是那样的大，他能够吸收两种完全不同的情绪。
God wants to say to us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
神会对我们说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我们就使你们得安息。
That's God's promise.
这个是
all
神的应
of us.
许。
God invites His people, His children, to come as we are because He desires authentic worship from His people.
神呼召我们到他面前来，因为他配得我们这些真心的敬拜。
Lastly, He wants us to know that He never changes.
最后，神让我们知道他是永不改变的。
Look at verse 10. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments and with trumpets, and the Levites with cymbals took their places to praise the Lord as prescribed by David, king of Israel. With praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord.
好，我们看以斯拉记三章十节。好，接你还 eleven。好，匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司揭穿礼服吹号，亚萨的子孙立位人敲拔，照以色列大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。他们彼此唱和，称赞、赞美、称谢耶和华。
What this verse is trying to tell us is that what happened at the dedication of this, the second temple, parallel with what happened, exactly what they did at the dedication of the first temple.
好，这个章经节告诉我们，他们在献第二个圣殿的庆祝这个根基建立的时候，完全就是和他们第一个圣殿建立的时候所描述的状况是一样的。
And the one commentator, he said this. He said, it is as though the biblical writer wishes to emphasize that despite the exile and despite the fact that physically the second temple is not the same as the first temple, yet from the point of view of the forms of worship, nothing has changed.
好，按照圣经注解这样说的，对这个写这经节的作者来说，即使那个时候已经经过了放逐，然后即使第二个圣殿和第一个圣殿从这个大小形状这物理上来说是不一样的，但是从敬拜的角度来看，这没有什么改变。
And I want you to notice the song that they sang in verse 11.
大家来看一下第十一节所讲的。Psalm 11
says, with praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord, He is good, His love towards Israel endures forever.
这是诗篇十一章，他们彼此唱和赞美耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。
These words,
这个是三章十一节。
The song that was sung at the dedication of first temple.The exact same song, the first temple.
这以斯拉记三章十一节，这三章十一节记载所唱的诗歌和第一次献那个圣殿所唱的诗歌是完全一样的。
The first temple is also known as Solomon's temple.
第一个圣殿又称为所罗门圣殿。
Of course, are you kidding me, King Solomon?
当然，大家想一想，是所罗门王。
The wealthiest king, the grandest, the most majestic king, people sang this song with pride and joy. Of course, it's King Solomon's temple.
这个是最富有的，它是最宏伟的，最伟大的，那些人唱这个赞美诗，那是对的。
Lord, you are good. Lord, you are faithful. Of course.You are, of course, God is good. Of course, God is faithful.
他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱，当然是这样子。
But now, the second temple, it was nothing compared to the first temple.
但大家看，现在这个第二个圣殿和第一个圣殿相比，什么都称不上。
Everything as they looked around, the broken stones reminded them of the sufferings that they've been through.
他们那时候朝周围看，那些破碎的石块，让他们能够明白他们是完全就毁灭。
And yet at the same time they sang, God, you are good, your loving kindness endures forever.
但是他们仍旧在那里说，神啊，你本为善，你是向以色列人永发慈爱。
What is the spiritual principle here?
这个属灵的原则在什么呢？
Even though our circumstances may change, God does not change.
即使我们的环境情况改变，但是神永不改变。
And now because of what they're going through, and they still sang this song, the words of this song took on new meaning.
时间过去了，但他们仍旧唱这样同样的诗歌，这同样的诗歌有新的意义。
God, you are good, no matter what circumstance we are facing.
他们的意义就是，神啊，你是那良善的，不论我们的情况是怎样，但你是那不改变的。
And even though life is so challenging right now, we can still trust you.
即使生活是那样的，有这样的各种各样的挑战，但是我们仍旧能够相信你。
May that be the attitude of our heart as we face this new year. Amen.
是啊，这能不能成为我们面对这个新的一年，这样有一个这样的态度？
I want to tell you a story about Mrs. Sum.
啊，我要给大家讲一个故事，这是有关于有一个女士，她叫陈女士。
Mrs. Sum, one of my best buddies' mom.
她是我最好朋友的妈妈。
I've known her for more than 30 years.
我认识她有超过30年。
But life has been busy and we lost touch.
但是生活很忙，我们就慢慢的失去了联系。
Not too long ago, out of the blue, I got a text from my buddy.
我从我的这个最好的朋友那里得了一个这个信息。我的妈妈要快死了。
My mom is dying. She's in hospice. No any Chinese chaplain.
这个chaplain, chaplain 是什么意思？我的妈妈要快死了，她现在正在这个临终关怀，有没有什么什么愿望？
It's a pastor that when people are dying, people ask for chaplains to say a prayer for them before they die.
有可能是在临终的有什么话你要跟他说吗？牧师。Sorry, 我真的听见了。他呢，这个 chaplain 呢是指这个临终关怀的牧师，就是到床面前去跟他关怀的。
So.Of course, I called up my friend and I found out what happened.
我就打电话给这个朋友，我就发现了，我就知道是什么意思。
Poor Mrs. Sum, she had multiple cancers in her body.
她儿子告诉我，她的妈妈有好几样不同的这个癌症在身上。
And this last episode was as they were doing the exams, they found another one that was so aggressive, and that basically they gave up on her.
Yeah, 他们正在一个一个的治疗，最后又发现一个新的这样的凶险的癌症，最后他们就放弃了治疗。
She was dying. She could not even speak.
她的妈妈就是要临终了，就是甚至都不能说话。
So I grabbed my Chinese English Bible. I grabbed my Chinese English Bible. I rushed to the hospice.To visit her.
我就拿着我的中英文双语圣经，然后我就很快的赶到了医院去，去看这个她的妈妈。
I found Mrs. Sum. I went into her room and I saw her lying there.
我进她的房间，我看见这个陈女士在躺在那里。
But you know what? I could not recognize her because her entire body was ravaged by cancer.
真是已经认不出她的妈妈这个样子了，因为她的整个的身体都被这个癌症折磨得不像样子。
I said, Mrs. Sum, was it Solomon?
我跟她说，三太太啊，我是所罗门。
I removed my mask.
我把我的这个口罩摘下来。
还认得我吗？And do you recognize me? And she nodded her head.
她那个女士说，哎，她点点头，她认识这个所罗门。
So, 我读个圣经给你听好不好？ I'm gonna read a psalm to you, 诗篇二十三篇 ，Psalm 23.
要读诗篇23。
So I opened up Psalm 23 and. My Chinese is not good, okay? So I started reading Psalm 23.
我就在那里开始读诗篇二十三篇。
耶和华是我的牧者。One word after one, one by one, very slowly.
我就在那里读诗篇二十三篇啊，这个一句一句慢慢的读。
But when I read to verse 5, I could not go on.
我读到第五节的时候，我差不多读不下去了。
Because as I struggled to read the words, I realized, the Chinese translation is a little bit different from what I'm familiar with, the English translation.
我读到第五节，我去看见这个第五节的中文和英文有点不一样。
Because it literally says, my cup of blessing overflows, right?
Yeah, 这个中文是读福杯满溢。
You know, Mrs. Sam lived a very difficult life.
我知道这个孙女士呢，她一生呢不容易。
Her marriage failed.
她的婚姻也破碎了。
She was divorced at a very young age.
她很年轻时候就离婚了。
She remained single for the rest of her life.
然后她这一辈子就后来就单身。
She, all her life, she battled health issues.
他的一生都是为这个健康的问题一直。
Financial issues.
他的经济上的问题也是。
Family issues.
家庭的问题。
And now she's dying of an aggressive form of cancer.
现在他就死在这个很厉害的这个癌症的身上。
How can I honestly read to her? 福杯满溢 ，Your cup of blessing overflows.
但我在怎样跟他读这个就是这个福杯满溢这句话呢
？I choked up. I could not. I wrestled. I struggled right there.
我那时候就哽咽了，我就是在这里就是没办法读下去。
But in that split second, it was as if the Lord was impressing on my heart.
但那个时刻神就在我的耳边说
，Read it to her.Read that to her.
跟她读这句话。
你的福杯满溢。
Yeah.
Because God, I am her shepherd.
因为神说我是耶和华是我的牧者。
She is my beloved daughter.
她是我的这个可爱的女儿。
She is tremendously blessed by me.
她受我大大的祝福。
So Mrs. Sam went to be with the Lord shortly following that week.
那个陈女士那个礼拜就去见主了。
I believe if Mrs. Sam is here right now, she would tell us, brothers and sisters, 我的福杯满溢。
如果这位陈女士在我相信陈女士在我们在中间的话，她会跟我们说，神给她福杯满溢。
Because she belonged to God.
因为她属于神。
The Lord is her shepherd.
神是她的牧者。
The Lord is faithful to her. The Lord is the God of blessing in her life.
因为神是对她信实的，神给她一生的祝福。
My brothers and sisters, life can be so difficult and challenging.
我的弟兄姐妹们，生活是会有这样的挑战。
But you know what? The Lord doesn't change.
但知道吗？神永不改变。
He is good, and His loving kindness endures forever.
他是那良善的，他给我们他引导我们。
Even though we don't know what this year is going to bring, and we know that we are His sheep, we are His beloved children. We can also say with confidence.
我们知道，我们不知道这一年会怎样，但是我们是他的孩子，我们在这里在神里面，我们有平安。
We can say, yes, 我们的福杯。满意 ，Amen。
所以我们也可以说我们的福杯满意。
Let's pray。
让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, you know us, you know our hearts, you know our struggles.
我们亲爱的天父，你知道我们的心，你知道我们的挣扎。
Thank you for comforting us with your living word.
真的是谢谢你用你的活的话语来这里安慰我们。
Thank you for reminding us that no matter how difficult life can be,
真的是让我们知道，不论生活是多困难。
At the end of our lives, all of us will be singing, Lord, you are faithful and you are so, so good.
真的是在我们生命的最后一刻，我们都会说，神啊，你是那信实的，你这样的好。
And so, Lord, help us to sing that song even now in the midst of our trials and challenges.
主啊，让我们在这样，在这里，即使在我们还在受挑战或者困难的时候，我们能够唱这首赞美的歌。
And that we will be able to say with confidence, our cup overflows with your blessing.
所以我们有信心的在这里说，我们的福杯满溢。
As we enter this new year, we ask that you will strengthen our faith, help us to trust you even more.
在我们进入这新的一年的时候，我们在这里求主能够坚定我们的信心。
And so together we look forward to this year.
真的，我们一起来今天仰望新的一年。
We want to experience you more. We want to experience your faithfulness. We want to experience your goodness in our lives.